The event starts at 10 a.m. Saturday at Evergreen Elementary School on Bennett Street. Chris Reed is part of the Fruit Tree Project. She works for the Wrangell Medical Center.
The holes have all been dug, so there won't be a lot of work involved. It'll be pretty much putting the tree in the hole, and there'll be a little bit of talk also about how to care for them.
28 trees, plus some berry bushes, will be planted. Community members have been coordinating with a Pennsylvania nonprofit group and a Washington State nursery.
The Fruit Tree Planting Foundation has worked with Rain Tree Nurseries, which is a place that many of the folks in Southeast do get their trees and ornamentals and things from. And they're accustomed to working with Southeast and know kind of what grows here well and what people have had success with.
The effort is being funded by the Dreyer's Fruit Bars Communities Take Root program. Towns are selected by an online voting system that includes information about each project.
Anyone can read these stories and really support the organizations that they feel is, you know, is close to their heart.
Program spokeswoman Melissa Marasco says Wrangell's description was persuasive. It included some statistics and the fact that fruits and vegetables arrive by weekly barge.
That's a really touching story that, you know, only 25% of their residents receive adequate amounts of fruits and vegetables. And that's a story that must have resonated with, you know, people, of course, within Wrangell, but also elsewhere throughout the country and throughout the world.
The program has an educational component. Rita, the medical center, says children used to getting fruit from a store will learn more about where it comes from and how it's grown. She says the orchard is also part of a larger community health effort.
From the medical perspective, you know, things such as diabetes and obesity are problems in Alaska, well, nationwide. And it provides an opportunity to open some of those discussions, not only with the kids, but with the community in general, in terms of, you know, what choices can we make in our lives that are going to help us to be healthier, happier people.
The orchard will include apple, plum, and cherry trees. Reed says once they mature, anyone from town will be able to pick fresh fruit. The 10 a.m. Saturday ceremony starts with comments from representatives of the Medical Center, the Fruit Tree Planting Foundation, and Dreyer's Fruit Bars. Actual planting will begin at 11 a.m. This is Ed Schoenfeld.